Hello and welcome. Scare Track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like it.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Scare Trap Podcast. Today we are joined by Lou Jones, a scare actress here in the UK, and a bloody good one at that. She has scared us year after year. She's been scare acting for 9 years now, so she's a seasoned scare actor here in the UK, worked at multiple different parks as well, helped create other attractions, and right now she's got a brand new venture over on YouTube all about scare acting and how to be fit to scare. She's got some unboxing videos and some more videos coming up as well. So we thought it'd be a perfect opportunity whilst we're all in lockdown, whilst we're trying to find things to do and entertain ourselves, why not subscribe and click that bell notification to Lou's a brand new channel. I'll put the link in the show notes below as well. While you're there, obviously make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel to check out all our scare cams in the future. Again, just click that subscribe button. Click the bell notification so you never miss a show. So, without any further ado, let's get Lou Jones, scare actress, here onto the Scare Trap Podcast.
You're listening to Scare Trap.
Hi, folks, and welcome back to this episode of the Scare Trap Podcast. Like I said in the intro, I am joined by Lou Jones. Lou, how's it going?
Yeah, really good, thank you. Thanks for having me. It's good to be back again.
Yeah, it's been a little while, but it's great to have you back onto the Scare Trap Podcast. Obviously, we've known each other for quite a while now here in this lovely UK scare industry that we all know and love. And you've got a brand new venture, but we don't want to talk about that too early. We want to talk about that as the main feature of the show. Let's make sure that our listeners who may have not have heard your episode last time you're on or aren't quite sure, they've probably been scared by you numerous times and not realised it. So let's get to know Lou. So you've been scare acting for 9 years now, is it?
Wow, yes, 9 years. I can't believe how long it's been. My first year or two years, I was a volunteer actor at Screamfest. I was one of the college students, but then they asked me to come back as a paid actor, so that was really good.
Yeah, definitely. So that was where you got your first buzz. Was it sort of like an initiative that they do with the college, and that's how you sort of fell into this crazy world of scare entertainment?
It was really good. So we had I know a lot of people know Rosie Redford Jones. She came into our college. She did a fantastic workshop with us, and she got us all along for the ride, and since then I've kind of caught the bug a little bit.
perfect. And Screamfest Burton, fantastic event. I think it's really grown over the last, you know, 5 or 6 years. I remember going when it was purely 2 or 3 attractions, and now they've got, you know, award-winning attractions. It really has. I know you haven't worked there for the last few years, Lou, but you can tell with the new mazes they got and Andrew Porter involved, it's becoming quite a beast in the industry, isn't it?
Oh gosh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, even in my videos I do mention Andy Porter as one of the main people who inspired me to do this, really. And you know, I was there for a good 5 years, so to see where it came from to where it is now, it's like you said, even though I'm not there anymore, it's really nice to see them getting on with it, and I wish them all the luck for the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, they weren't able to go ahead this year with crazy COVID. But why has no one else called it crazy COVID before? I think that's cool. No one, yeah, so they've unfortunately weren't able to open this year, but we go each and every year, always had a fantastic time. And like I say, half our listeners that have either been to Screamfest, or we'll talk about it as well, Orton Towers in a moment, where you've most recently worked, I'm pretty certain a hell of a lot of our listeners have been scared by Lou Jones before. So what before we get on to where you work next and sort of what you're doing now, what sort of attractions did you work at in Screamfest Burton?
Oh, wow. So in my first year, I worked at the Barn, RIP the Barn.
School barn.
I know. It was such a good maze to be a part of. And I'll never forget, I was always in the middle with the Exorcist animatronic, or I was in the butcher room. And I had so many good memories from that. Let me think. What else did I do? I did Field of Screams for a couple of nights. That was really good. I've been a part of Soul Seekers. That was phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
Love Soul Seekers.
As someone who is a massive fan of The Shining, it was beautiful.
Definitely.
What was it? Love Hurts as well. Love Hurts was...
Yeah. Very different attraction, isn't it? Very, yes. And that's what Andrew Porter does. He really, really does think, you know, out of the box. Like in one of the earlier years, he gave the UK a crazy American death row sort of execution. You know, with Slasher. That sort of broke boundaries back then, didn't it?
It was phenomenal. I remember everyone in the dressing room, we always wanted to be a part of the Slasher, and anyone who was a part of it, you felt like a celebrity. It really was, like you said, it was a game changer. It was phenomenal. It had a massive impact. And that was the amazing thing about working with Andy Porter. You felt like you're in a horror movie in any maze that you worked in. It was just, he's a genius. He really is.
Yeah. Oh, big time. Absolutely. He's created some real works of art, and most recently things like Insomnia. Absolutely love Insomnia. The fact that the show actually starts before the maze. It sort of starts in the pre-queue area. So, yeah, quality stuff. And Andy Porter obviously gone on to do amazing things like creating the Gruffalo ride and things like that, you know. So, amazing stuff there. So, it looks like from very early on, Lou, you had Rosie, you had Andrew Porter. You've had some real good influences in the UK scare industry.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things I'm really thankful for quite early on as well, when I met my partner, Gareth Jones, I came to ScareCon. And obviously I met you guys. I met... Brett Jones, who I did a scare maze with as well. We created our own scare maze, and it's fantastic being in this industry because there's so many people who are so passionate about it, and you can really work with, and everyone's dead supportive, and it's just, it really is. I have a lot to thank the scare industry for. I really do. And ScareCon.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just like our happy, friendly little bubble, isn't it, really?
Yeah,
it's that another side of life that, quote-unquote, normal people just won't get. It's weird, isn't it? It's weird. But yeah, some great people, great influences, you say as well. Gareth Jones, we've known Gareth for a long time, you know, real supporter of the show, and he's, you know, fantastic scare actor as well as actor, you know, just like yourself. So let's talk about the passion you got for scare acting with Screamfest Burton. Obviously, you say you worked with Brett Jones as well. Was it The Void?
Yes, it was The Void. We did it, gosh, I think it's 2 years ago now. Time just flies with it, you know, like I said on one of my videos, I had a year out of it, and that's why I felt so heavily for everyone who couldn't do it this year. It really becomes a part of who you are.
Yes,
with
yes.
every scare maze you do, it becomes a part of you, and to not be able to do that, it really does break my heart for a lot of people. It really does.
Definitely. It's been a real tough year this year. I mean, we here at Scare Trap, we're lucky to be able to get to do the handful of events that we've done, and the parks that were able to open the way they did, safely, securely. We really, really do tip our hats to them. But yeah, unfortunately, lots of not even just scare actors, but obviously scare actors are the vast majority of people that didn't have a job this season. then the tech designers, the techies, the creators, to the entertainment stuff. You know, it's coronavirus has really hit hard the entertainment industry, and obviously Halloween and scare attractions really had a blow there as well. But touch wood, fingers crossed, moving forwards, things do get better, and 2021 comes back with a big, big bang. I'm sure you'll be back to scare us as well. Now, let's talk about your most recent scares. You've been at Orton Towers for the last few seasons?
I have, yes. Last year, I mainly worked in CBeebies Land, but fortunately, I had the privilege of working in Project 42. Nice. And it was a game changer for me. It really was. The set, the design, the work that had gone into it. And it just, it really made me bump up my abilities. However, I do have to say, because it was such a game changer, I did have a blip, unfortunately, and that's why I had to do the video series. You know, I did have a moment where I ended up going to the doctors and they said, you know, if you can't sort yourself out, maybe scare acting's not the thing for you. And right. Hearing that, honestly, it breaks your heart. The one thing, one of the things I'm passionate about, to not be able to do it, it really crippled me. Like, the scare industry is such a massive love of mine, and I can't imagine my life without it.
Yeah, big time. Absolutely. Same here. And, you know, I'm not even a scarer. I'm a scary, if that makes sense.
You're very, scary. And, you're very good and scary.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. So, yeah, that's a perfect sort of segue into talking about your new series that's on YouTube now. And anyone who wants to check that out, make sure you do. It's a really cool series on YouTube. I'll put the link in the show notes below. So you went from Screamfest at Burton, you know, where you're working, is it 7 till 10 or something like that? You know, yes. You're only in the mazes for 3 or 4 hours, aren't you?
Yes. So it was a case of, we wouldn't necessarily need to have breaks, and it was such a short kind of, you know, scare couple of hours. So going from that to a full day, it was a game changer.
Yeah, absolutely. Because scare acting does have its toll. I mean, I've done a night here and there. I haven't done a full season for a very long time, but it's a strain on your body. It's a strain on your voice. It's a strain on you mentally, physically, everything. And obviously, Orton Towers, your days start a lot earlier, don't they?
Yes. So I have the privilege of working in the dungeon. Now, right. you've seen me a few times,
of and course,
I've been
absolutely.
Like, oh my God, Mikey's coming through. Oh no, panic.
No, you always do a great job. I think last time we saw you were our torturer, and you were a fantastic torturer.
Yes, it was a good show, it really was. But like you said, we start at about 11:15. That's when our first groups come in, and then we finished at 8:30. Now, we had a fantastic system, so we'd be working for an X amount of time and then we'd have breaks. Just because the whole COVID situation, we couldn't change characters a lot. So that's why we had a certain amount of breaks. And honestly, I can't thank the Orton Towers Entertainment team enough. Like, the managers, the show captains, they really upped their game this year, and it was great. I feel very privileged to be a part of it.
Absolutely. You could tell with Orton Towers this season as well, especially when everyone's going to be scrutinising just that little bit more because it is a COVID season. Mm-hmm. You know, people are going to be seeing how things are running, and especially when it came to Scarefest, you know, there's multitude of theme parks around the UK have cancelled their events or stopped their events halfway through or just completely postponed them, you know. So the fact that Orton Towers were going ahead, lots of eyes were on them.
Yes.
And the day I went, it was, you know, nothing can be 100% perfect. That's just not life. But they did a bloody, bloody good job. And when I went to the dungeons for the first time, I thought it was fantastic. I felt safer in the dungeons than I did anywhere else in life. It
well,
felt
absolutely.
Like the safest place ever.
Well, that's what a lot of guests said at the end of the experience. You know, we have a very strict cleaning regime. So we will do a show and then we'll get all the guests out of our room and then we will do a clean of everything that's been touched. Mm-hmm. And that's after every single show.
Wow.
And we've had that regimented into us since Orton Towers opened again. So because we've had that, you know, really, really worked into us, it was one of the safest places in the park, and people really recognised that. We felt safe, everybody else felt safe, and it was a pleasure to be a part of that experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was just great to be able to see some sort of live performance back as well. You know, it's an industry that really has been hit. So, kudos to Horton Towers, and kudos to you guys, the actors that bring that show to life as well. So you've brought to life your new YouTube channel, which is called, like I say, everyone, click that link in the show notes below, click subscribe and that bell notification. I say it to you guys often enough to do it on our site, so do it on Lou's as well.
Thank you.
No, was at all. It was really cool. Tell us all about it. So I noticed you've got sort of two different sections now. You've got your first Fit to Scare, and then you've got your unboxing as well. But tell us all about why you created this channel, what that blip was at Scarefest last year, what made you create this brand new venture.
Oh, wow. Where do I begin?
The floor is yours.
It started when I was born, probably from last year. Yes. So 3 days before the season ended last year, I had to go home. I didn't remember anything from the last 3 hours of that night. Now, that's incredibly dangerous. Anybody will know. When you are a scare actor, you're in this position where you've got to be aware for yourself, for your guests. And the fact that my brain decided to shut down at that point was not so good.
Of course.
And at that same time, my knees had gone, so the cartilage was starting to wear away in my knees.
Wow.
Now, I hadn't looked after myself at all. My mental health and my physical health was shocking. So, like I said, I did go to the doctors, and fortunately, my partner's sister is a physiotherapist, and she says, look, you gotta sort something out, or else you're not going to be able to do this again. Now, that kind of experience is really, really scary. Mm-hmm. So I decided that at the start of this year, I would, you know, just be a lot healthier and be a lot mindful. Mm-hmm. And what I noticed was, particularly with a lot of new scare actors, and I think a lot of people will agree, they're not used to our world. So they're not used to the way we put our bodies through certain things, our mentalities either. And I was actually having this conversation with Brett, and it takes a certain kind of performer to just get through it.
Yes.
So I was thinking, what if I, you know, kind of put myself on a strict exercise regime, I really honed in all my issues with my mental health, got all that prepared before the scare season started again. And honest to God, Mikey, it was the best thing I've ever done. It really was. And I didn't really want to keep that to myself. I wanted to record it and see what happened, see what went well, see what didn't go well. A lot of things didn't go well. I did say in one of the videos, oh, I'll be recording every other day. No, that didn't happen. It never happens the way I want it to. But I just really wanted to highlight the importance of looking after your body, looking after particularly your mental health. I know a lot of people in this industry that do suffer from their mental health.
Yeah, definitely.
And from some of the characters they produce, you wouldn't believe it. Like I've seen, I will do a shout out to Dan Thorpe. He's been absolutely fantastic. I've had the privilege of working with him. And to say, when you go around and you see him performing, he just throws all that away and completely delves into this character and makes a fantastic experience.
Definitely.
And it's all about making sure you're well enough to be able to produce that experience for people to enjoy.
But that's
basically what I wanted to do with it, and I really hope it helps out particularly new actors that are wanting to come into our world, maybe veterans that, you know, there's some things in there that they might not have thought of.
Definitely, yeah, because it's one of those things, and I had this a similar conversation with Andy Cookie Rawlings, the writer of Through the Dead Eye. He was noticing, I've had a few conversations actually about this, and it sort of comes into your points as well of newer actors, younger actors,
yes.
And that's not us you know, I say us oldies, I'm far older than you, but I'm not trying to say that we know better or we, you know, look down on them in any way, shape or form, but it is sometimes worth just giving them that little bit of knowledge of going, just to let you know, it's not a couple of hours shouting boo round a corner. There's so much more to it. It's so much physical. It's stressful. It's tougher. It's, I did a little bit of scouting at Spooky World this year just for one night for a little bit of fun, and I was killing the day after. I was absolutely knackered and hurting. And it is one of those things and like I say, chatting to Andy Cookie Rawlings, he noticed on our Instagram when we recently did our Do Both feature, which if anyone didn't see on Instagram, we reached out to the scare world and say, send us your scariest, spookiest, most terrifying photo and put it next to you on a normal day, yes, in a cheerful day, on a happy day. And Andy actually reached out to me to say, how young does everyone look within the industry now? There's so many variables. Obviously, you've got to think, well, maybe a younger generation uses Instagram more. Probably, yes. You know, another listener reached out and noticed, look, that it was actually mainly more females sending, yes, in their photos as opposed to males. And now we have 46% female and 54% male on our Instagram. But then again, there's variables there. Go, well, maybe more girls are happier taking selfies and sending it to, you know, on stories. There's so many variables. But if you are to look at the hard facts on that story, it was younger females that seem to be, especially this year, in the year of 2020, scare acting, and, you know, working at the likes of Orton Towers, Spooky, yes, World, Thought Park. So something like your video is, your collection of videos is perfect for this younger generation, isn't it?
Well, that's the thing, you know, when I first started doing this, again, I say in my videos, I was young and naive. I was 16 and I had no clue what I was doing. So my first night I did, I wore this white gown and I had this face sticking out my stomach. Now, I wasn't the smallest person in the world, so I understand perfectly why they put me in that role. I digress. But, you know, I basically had to go out and wander around and get people pumped up for the mazes. Now,
yeah,
I had no idea how to do that. I had no clue. And if I'd have found a video like this telling me how to do it, I would have thought, my God, that's genius. It, yeah, really is perfect. Genius. And I think it's more vital now than ever because, you know, I remember when I went to my first ScareCon in Margate, it was a lot smaller. There was a lot less of us. And now it's great to see, but there's a lot more of us. You know, the new,
yeah,
amount
younger,
of people,
yeah,
that are starting, the younger amount of people that are starting,
big,
it's mind-blowing and it's phenomenal and it's inspirational, but you just want to make sure that these people know how to look after themselves so they don't get a put off for the, you know, for the rest of their scare journey. I know a lot of people go in for one night, they might have a bad experience with a guest and they never want to do it again. And it's like, at the end of the day, unfortunately, that's what scare acting is. For every 10 groups that have amazing reactions, I'm sorry to say, you will have that one group that's going to give you a negative reaction.
Of course.
You've got to know if you're strong enough mentally and physically to carry that on. So I just think, you know, it's dead important. People have got to know how to protect themselves and to make sure they're okay throughout the run.
Absolutely. And there's so many more layers to it as well, isn't it? You know, yes. I mean, there's so many parks that will give, you know, fantastic scare advice or scare training and the do's and don'ts. But that is the kind of the beginner's guide to not hurting yourself and scaring well, isn't it?
It's, yes.
It doesn't tell you the rest of it. It doesn't tell you maybe don't have 7 Red Bulls throughout the next 6 hours because it's not good, you know. And although a cheeky energy drink there now and then, you know, perks me up, it's always not best to lead by example, is it? So it's one of those. It's so many layers to it. And again, the especially the younger, or not even younger, just the newer audience. You know, I know scare yes. actors that start scaring in their 50s, 60s. I know the youngest scare actor I ever think I met was 7, and the oldest was 67. You know, it's so many. Different types of people enjoy this sort of art form. Yes. So even though it is younger, though, you know, older people who are new to this, or like you say, veterans that want to get back into it, can pick up some new tips from your video series.
Yes, and I think it brings a certain appreciation as well from people who aren't necessarily involved in the scare industry. There's a lot of people who have watched my videos who just come to see me, you know, at work, mm-hmm. and they say, "My God, I didn't realise how much went into it."
Of course.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of layers, you know.
Big time.
I'm not saying it's the hardest art form. I'm saying it's one of. You've mm-hmm. got so many things you have to consider. And it's nice that people are starting to appreciate what we do. And it's not just a case of, people are coming into our room, they get a 30-second experience with us, and they leave. No, it's much more than that. And mm-hmm. I'm honestly so glad that people are starting to have their eyes opened to how strenuous it all is for us.
Definitely, 100%. And I think Parks recognise that more so as well. Now, like you said, I know a lot of people that work at Towers, and they really are fantastic when it comes to the schedules, the breaks, like I say, even like the cleaning they have now because of COVID.
Yes.
It seems like you've it's just become the whole industry just a well-oiled machine, mm-hmm. To make it as safe and as fun as possible. But also, like I say, with your video series, they're able to see the extra bits. It's sort of like the bits that they would edit out of the movie. Well, no, you're keeping it in. It's all, you know, warts and all sort of thing, isn't it?
Well, this is the thing, and I was slightly worried about it as well. I was worried about people coming up to me and being like, well, hang on a minute, if you're telling people that we get like pelted and punched, we're not going to get anybody else that wants to come to work for us. And it's like, hang on a minute, if I was told before I got into this what the dangers and, you know, what this, that and the other was, I probably would have appreciated it a lot more, because it's, you know, it's a case of, it's not a walk in the park. At the end of the day, you are presenting this really horrible character that, you know, makes people have a fight or flight
situation,
reaction to.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I'd have known that before I started, it would have saved a lot of headaches. And if I have to be the person to let people know that 90% of the time it is sunshine and rainbows, but 10% of the time it's not. And you've got to understand how to deal with that situation. It's so important.
Definitely, definitely. And lots of places may be a bit too cautious to say that, you know, and go, it's all, like you say, it's all sunshine and lollipops, but it, you know, people can't be spoon-fed. They can't be wrapped up in cotton wool. It helps to... that they know, and this sort of art form, I feel it brings people out of their shells as well. Anyway, people will come in at the beginning of a September or late September sort of rehearsals period and be as timid as a dormouse, and then leave the scare season roaring like a lion, you know, and they really do just blossom into not only fantastic scare actors, but characters and people themselves.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, it's fantastic to see that these characters have such an impact. So I know a couple of people who have made such poignant characters that everybody knows them. And it's honestly beautiful to see. But at the same time, it's a case of, you need to know when enough is enough. So it's another thing I talk about. So don't, yes, you are playing a character, but don't go over the top with it, because that's when, you know, accidents can happen. If you do goad people too much, you've only got yourself to blame at the end of the day. Yes, make these amazing characters, but make sure you're safe at the same time. And
yes, don't get carried away, basically.
No, exactly, exactly.
definitely. Perfect. I think that brings us to a perfect end to this little interview, really, Lou. You've given us an insight in how you got into it, where you've worked, where you've moved on to now, and of course, it's a brand new venture on YouTube as well. For people to go and check it out and support you, what's your social media, and how can they find your brand new series over on YouTube?
Yes, so my YouTube name, which is very apt, I am Lucifer, and that is spelled Loucifer. You can find me on Instagram as well. I've got a link to that on my YouTube channel. I'm doing a lot of new exciting things. I've actually got a video coming up about Molly Lee now.
Oh, wow.
Yes, a lot of people who have been through the Alton Towers dungeon recently will know about Molly Lee. She actually lives, well, she's buried not 20 minutes away from me, and I went to go and visit her, and that should be up on Sunday. So, yeah, keep watching this space for multiple spooky things. Thank you so much, Mikey.
No, it's been great to have you on. Thank you so much. Like Lou says, go over, check out Fit to Scare. You've got a new box unboxing video up as well, and I'm really looking forward to checking out this video of Molly Lee as well, because it's just terrifying at the end of the dungeons. It's just bloody terrifying.
It's wonderful, absolutely wonderful, especially working in that room. It's very delightful seeing people's reactions.
Yes, yeah, and it's such a good scene as well. Such a good scene. Definitely. Awesome. Well, there we go then. Lou Jones, a huge thank you for joining us on the Scare Track podcast, and we look forward to seeing you as soon as we're allowed to.
Thank you very much, Mikey. I'll see you soon.
Unlocked Vision, proud sponsors of the Scare Track podcast. UVE are a multi-award-winning themed attraction and design company, providing bespoke themed attractions, theming, events, and experiences. Contact UVE today by visiting unlockedvision.com. Now, let's return back to the show. And remember, let's get scared.
And there we go, folks. A huge thank you for joining us on this episode of the Scare Trap podcast. Really, really do appreciate it. Fantastic chatting to Lou Jones. She's been on the show a few times now over the years. She even created some artwork for us as well, way back when it was just myself, Hannah and Sean doing the podcast. Real nice person. Gareth, her fellow as well. Really, really nice guy. I have a lot of time for this lovely couple. And they are fantastic scarers as well, indeed. Make sure you click that subscribe button and bell notification over on her YouTube channel, and of course check out her Instagram as well. Again, I'll put the link in the show notes below. Whilst you're there, make sure you're following us on social media as well. Scaretrack on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat and Facebook. Just search for Scaretrack. Of course, you can get this podcast where you're listening now or on any other podcast platform. You can find everything you need Scaretrack related over on our website, scaretrack.co.uk, and of course be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel as well, youtube.com/scaretrack. So that brings us to the end of this episode. A huge thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye, guys.